Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Here's the injury report for you. Joey Bosa has a hamstring. We'll see where that goes. Deion Dawkins remains in concussion protocol. Terrell Bernard, Spencer Brown, Joshua Palmer, Dalton Kincaid, all those are improving. We'll see where it leads us this week. And that's what I have for you. Time's yours.
How do you carry over after a win like that, and just the struggles with consistency you've had over this two-month stretch, and the importance of carrying over the performance, a workman-like performance like that?
Yeah. Consistency is the key, right? And so what leads to consistency is consistent approach, consistent level of discipline, level of detail. So that's what we got to be about this week.
What did the film show you about the offensive line's performance yesterday?
Yeah, unique. It was, I don't know that I've ever seen, That rushing performance was, it stands almost alone, right, in terms of my NFL career. Toughness, togetherness, finishing plays the right way, great technique, mindset. So it's just really fun to watch, really was.
That in and of itself, on any week, I'm sure your answer would be similar. But then with the context of having two new pieces in there, how does that change what you did yesterday?
Bless you. Yeah, no, I think it's even more, makes it even more special because of being a little bit, behind the eight ball from an injury standpoint. Having said that, fully confident in those two guys that went in there, we know what we knew what we were going to get from them, and we got that. And I think that says a lot about who those guys are and how our offensive staff put the plan together. Yeah, it really started, Maddie, at the beginning of the week with coaches prep with Coach Gund and then with Joe, obviously, as well. So, and then really it became a full offensive effort, as you saw, wide receivers, tight ends, other backs that were in the game blocking for backs or completions that were caught and ran with as well. So a full effort and, basically – a great aligned unit right there as they took the field, especially in the second half.
Is that count between Max Hairston and Trey White
They've been pretty even since Max came back. It wasn't yesterday. Was there any
No, not necessarily. Just the way the game ebbed and flowed more than anything. It was just kind of how the game went. So no change in how we feel about Max or how we feel about Trey.
How would you evaluate Greg Russo's season?
Yeah, I think, the last couple of games he's made some big plays for us at pivotal moments, last night included. Overall, I think he's still trying to find his rhythm of late, and sometimes the season ebbs and flows where you're in a rhythm, then you're out, and then you got to find your way back in. I think that's kind of where he's at right now.
What has Christian shown you, Benford, in terms of his ability to go with a team's top receiver if that's what you need out of a game?
Yeah, that's important. You're always looking for that matchup. It's a matchup game, especially when you're on the defensive side and you walk into the game planning meeting and you're saying, okay, hey, who's going to their number one receiver? Who's going to two? How do we match up across the board? Backs, tight ends, no different. So I thought Christian really did a great job of limiting their number one receiver last night, and give Bobby credit and the defensive staff in terms of the plan as well.
On top of that plan, though, what does it mean that Christian usually, he says he will ask for that assignment. Like, what does that say about him that he wants that?
Yeah, it's really growth. Last year was one of the first times we ventured into that kind of that schematic version of our defense last year. And sometimes it's new for guys, and they're not, especially if you're used to playing on the left side or the right side, compared to playing on both and being able to match. So he has really grown into that and developed and done a really nice job with it.
Well, back to the question about inconsistency, what do you think your team learned from itself, given the circumstances, and what you learned from your team based on that performance?
Are you saying last night's performance? Or?
Yes.
Well, I mean, you come off of a loss, you're always feeling like your backs are against the wall, and you don't like that feeling of sitting on a loss week to week, but also coming off of, the 10-day break there. So, but that mindset must not leave us. We have to have that mindset as we continue to move forward. And like I said before, that's if you want to get consistent results, even though results are somewhat variable, you got to have a consistent process. And that's what I'm looking for when they come back here tomorrow, Wednesday.
Sean, you've talked often about the calendar turns to December, and it's, that time of year when, the stakes of the games get raised and, maybe the weather is more of a factor, but your team has been exceptionally good in this month. I think you've only lost once in the last 3 years. Do you feel like, does that point back to your preparation throughout the season in terms of getting them ready for these moments and this time of year? Or what do you point to for the success late in the season?
Yeah, I think it's a collective effort. I really do. Jay, I feel like it's, at the staff level, coaches really honing in on, at this point in the season, what we do best. And who does it best as well, personnel-wise. And then the players really taking ownership, led by Josh, of course, of how important these games are late in the year and what you have to do to win them. It's not easy, but like I mentioned before, the mindset has to lead the way.
John, we talked to you a lot about Keon Coleman and how he's handling the down times. What about when he has some small samples of success? He caught the touchdown last night. How much do you watch how he handles that?
Yeah, that was a big play for us in the game. And sometimes you learn. Like I said, it's never a straight line success. It gets kind of messy at times. But those that see it through, that continue to work and take steps in the right direction and persevere, they have a chance to come out of it. And last night I saw some signs of some pretty good football, including some of the shorter routes that he ran on some of those slants. So step in the right direction. Like our team, much work to be done for all of us.
James had mentioned that he had texted Alec and Ryan yesterday morning, being like encouraging them, and like that leadership from him, maybe we don't hear about as much, but do you see more of that behind the scenes? And like, what does that say about him?
Yeah, he leads in different ways, and the energy is, I would say, first and foremost, how he leads on the sideline and the energy he comes to the sideline with. You can feel he has a presence, even when sometimes things aren't going our way or his way or what have you. It's that energy, we feed off of that. And I bet you if you interviewed any player on our offensive side or the defense for that matter, they would tell you the same thing.
Offensive line got picked apart quite a bit after that Texans game. How much did you see behind the scenes the week leading up to this game that they just wanted to get back out and prove that that was just a one-off?
Yeah, they take a lot of pride in their work and their jobs. And the challenge of going against a Steelers front is a big-time challenge. And like I said, they knew that they were going to have some new pieces in there to work with. And I think it was Thursday or Friday I looked over, and they were still walking through some of the run plays or even some of the protections that they were going to use. And you could see the kind of the veteran guys who had been in the lineup working with the new guys and just over-communicating and making sure they were going to be on the same page. So I think that just says a lot about Coach Cromer's leadership, as well as the types of guys we have up there.
How have you seen your pass defense evolve and improve as the season's gone along?
Last night you saw some really good, as we call or refer to as rushing coverage, working together. When you can cover them up and execute that way, it's effective for any defense, and that's signs of growth for our defense this year is being able to execute that at that level to help our rush at times. And you saw the sack with Joey. We had pressured. Bobby made a great call on that play and pressured. And so, again, not just four-man rushing coverage, but also blitz rushing coverage working together. So those are key aspects for us as we move forward.
Did you feel the gap integrity of the coach and the tackling?
Yep.
Your group has had
it was. And again, credit to the players during the week with the staff of, you know, working on it over and over and over again. And not until we could get it right, but until they couldn't get it wrong. And it was executed at a very high level. And the physicality that came with that. And sometimes a guy was missing, but another guy, you know, stepped in and covered up for him. So just felt like we played an aggressive style of defense, which is what we want to be.
You've seen T.J. Sanders reactivate and his growth in the few weeks he's been back.
Yeah, he's been playing outside mostly. Last night he moved inside to rush inside on some third downs, and I believe overall took a step in the right direction. You know, Deion and T.J. both young players that are moving in the right direction, like some of our other young players as well, or most of our other young players, the ones that are healthy. So I'm excited about those players and how they've grown throughout the year here. You know what? He ended up getting a surgery this past week here, so he is basically out for the season.
Is there anything that you can elaborate with that, the decision going into it?
It's just he was dealing with it. It wasn't going away, and we thought it was going away. Then it wasn't going away as he tried to get himself back ready, and so the surgery, the decision to get surgery was almost made up for him. So that's the decision, and that's what we went with. Yes.
Yeah. How do you deal with, or not deal with Shaq Thompson, but just the way he's played when he's been asked to play, and how much more playing time does he merit, knowing that you've got two guys in there already?
Yeah, Shaq's a good football player. He and I go way back, and he's tough. He's a good leader. When he plays, he makes a difference. And so, in terms of playing time, we'll see where that goes. But he has had a pretty darn good influence on our football team.
Coach, you spoke about the consistent mindset that you need to see out of the team going forward and sticking to that process. How can you rely on your at this point in the year to help make sure everybody knows about that?
Well, Shaq's one of them, and I mentioned after the game last night, Matty, that he had spoken to the team on Friday, I believe it was, of last week, and did a phenomenal job. And this is the time of year where leaders got to get out in front of the team and lead them and take the bull by the horns. So, we need that. That's an important piece of our football team, the direction week to week. The consistency, as John was asking about, that's going to come from our players and their leadership.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.